Make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles host the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscle.
Is a presentation of Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Baseball. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on the air worldwide on the Mighty Muscles Broadcast Network. The game is coming up, but first, it's time for Muscles Pregame Live. And here's your host, John Vitas.
A very pleasant Thursday to you as we welcome you in to Mighty Muscles Pregame Live, getting you set for a 6:30 first pitch between your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles and the Jupiter Hammerheads. Welcome in, everyone. I'm John Vitas as we play on this overcast night here in Jupiter, Florida for the third day in a row, though no chance of wet weather, and we are pleased with that as the Muscles and Hammerheads meet for the third consecutive night. They've split the first two games, Muscles with a 3-0 shutout win on Tuesday and then a 9-5 loss last night. Hammerheads really brought the offense, 14 hits in the win last night. So one of these teams will have the edge in the series after this game, and it's a really interesting pitching matchup with a couple of guys who haven't pitched a ton yet at this level. For the Muscles, it's right-hander Jonathan Lavallee, making just his second Florida State League start and just his third career start here tonight. Lavallee has split his season between the Complex League and the Muscles, and between both levels, he has a 2.66 ERA. That is six earned runs over 20 innings of work. Not a big strikeout guy, but only 15 hits over 20 innings for the season for Lavallee. Similarly impressive numbers for the Hammerheads starter tonight. Left-hander Demavi Tineo, 5 years younger than Jonathan, just 19 years old, from the Dominican Republic. Just started his pro career last season as an 18-year-old, pitched at both complex levels for the Marlins, and then this year, a 0.86 ERA in the Florida Complex League with some unbelievable peripheral numbers as well, held the opponents to a 1.16 batting average. So we're intrigued by this young man. His first outing with the Hammerheads, though, was a relief outing, and he allowed a run in just two-thirds of an inning and walked three. He had no walk issues at all prior to that outing, that debut with the Hammerheads, so we'll see if he can rectify that tonight against the Mighty Muscles. Fort Myers has now completed 100 games this year. They are 56-44 for the season, 15-21 in the second half. Marlins have played one more game than them, 52-49. 18-19 in the second half, and a couple games behind their stadium mates, the Palm Beach Cardinals, for the final playoff spot in the Eastern Division. It's time for our first break here on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll update you on some movement around the Minnesota Twins organization, and then we'll hear the rest of our interview with Jonathan Lavallee, tonight's starting pitcher. We played the first half of it yesterday for you. We'll play the second half later on in this pregame show. We'll be right back. Mighty Muscles Baseball is only 12 minutes away.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
John Vitas bringing you back to Mighty Muscles pregame live as we get you ready for first pitch. Muscles and Hammerheads coming your way in about 10 minutes. Let's take a look at the updates from around the Minnesota Twins organization. Big league team got swept by the LA Dodgers with another loss last night. They are now a full game behind the Cleveland Guardians in the AL Central and also one game back of the final wild card spot. So the Twins have some work to do as they have tonight off. Triple-A St. Paul with a 2-0 shutout last night against Columbus. Derek Rodriguez and Ronnie Henriquez both went three scoreless innings to get the Saints to 52-53. Double-A Wichita with a 3-0 loss against Corpus Christi. A good start for Cody Lawyerson, three scoreless innings, but the bullpen gave up a few and they fell to 56-47. High-A Cedar Rapids with a 6-5 loss to Quad Cities in 10 innings last night. Despite two doubles each from former Muscles, Mikey Perez and Kyler Fedko, Jake Rucker hit his fourth home run of the year last night. Dylan Noisy with his third. So all four Colonels with extra base hits last night were Muscles in 2022. Pitching-wise, it wasn't the best night for the Colonels, but they did get a scoreless inning each out of John Olson and Ryan Shreve. Colonels still with an impressive record, 61-43 on the year. Earlier today, over at the Fort Myers complex, the FCL Twins lost 7-2 to the FCL Rays. But the good news in that game for the Muscles was that three of the 2022 draft picks made their professional debuts. Outfielder Alex Sayre, infielder Dalton Sheffield, and catcher Nate Baez all made their pro debuts for the FCL Twins, which means we could see those guys join the Muscles roster in the next couple of weeks. It was a bullpen day for the FCL Twins. They used seven pitchers in that game. No draft picks, though, amongst the pitchers, all guys that we've seen pitch for the FCL Twins before. There was a couple of promotions in the system today. The AA Wichita Wind Surge welcomed in former Colonels and former Muscles, Aaron Sabato and Will Holland to their roster today. A couple of position players with some serious tools moving on up from High A to AA. So we are happy for both Will and Aaron as they join the Wichita Wind Surge. Well, it's time for our final break. When we come back, we'll hear from Jonathan Lavallee. The Mighty's Muscles pitcher joins us in a moment as he gets set to make tonight's start.
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brandt, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brandt's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brandt.co for more information.
Welcome back to Mighty Muscles Pregame Live as we get you ready for first pitch with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Today we get a chance to sit down with Mighty Muscles pitcher Jonathan Lavallee. Jonathan, thanks for the time.
Thank you for having me. I guess college summer experience. And I either had Sierra College or L.A. Pierce Junior College. And Sierra College is just too expensive. First time going out, I would have to take out a loan going into a JUCO, and normally that's not what you want. So I decided to go back home, stay at home, save a little bit of money, and go to L.A. Pierce. And that's it, really. That was the only two colleges that I had going into my first year of college baseball.
And then Long Beach State, a pretty storied Division I program in Southern California.
Yeah.
Were there other D1s interested?
Yeah, so I had a few colleges interested. So I had Nebraska was interested, Hawaii was interested, San Jose State, and then Long Beach. Those were like the top, the four that were interested. And so I had a visit to San Jose State. I liked it. It just reminded me of going to L.A. Pierce just because of how small the campus was. I didn't really want to be straight in the middle of L.A. type of city. Like, it's downtown L.A. And so I didn't really like how it made me feel. So I wasn't really going for that. Nebraska wanted me to go out there. We couldn't really find a time. And then a lot of these colleges said, like, after the draft, we'll see if we can get you a scholarship or anything like that. And then finally, Long Beach State texted them. They called me. We talked a little bit. And then a few, like a month went by or anything like that. And I finally texted them saying if they wanted me to come on a visit. If not, I'm going to have to look somewhere else because we're running low on time. And so they finally came me up, got me out there for a visit. And I loved it. I went to a game, had a really fun time. I know how historic the program is. I loved the guys there. I loved the school, just the spot it was. So you know, I thought it was a better fit.
And pretty close to home, too. How far is Simi Valley from Long Beach?
So knowing California, especially Southern California, there is a lot of traffic. So if I were to go from home to Long Beach State, it would take an hour with zero traffic. But with traffic, it could take anywhere from an hour 45 to 3.
So you got stuck a few times getting to and from college.
No, because Long Beach State's a commuter school. So I lived in Long Beach, like 5 minutes away from both the school and the field.
Got it. Now, you grew up with Pearson Ole. Mm-hmm. So 33% of the Mighty Muscles rotation right now is from the town of Simi Valley, California.
Yep.
How far do you and Pearson go back, and what are some of the memories you have playing baseball together?
So me and Pearson have gone way back. We played together since we were like 6, 7 years old. We played on the same travel team until high school. And so we had a lot of memories together going to different states to play baseball, going to just all around California playing baseball. One of probably the favorite memories I have playing with him was in our All-Star. Since we played in a pony league, it was Pinto, what we called it. I think we were 8 at the time. 8 or 9, and we won the Pony League World Series against Hunter Green. So that was really cool. And so I think that's probably one of my top memories of playing together with Pearson.
That's awesome. Do your families know each other too? Did you guys play at all in middle school or high school together?
He went to a different high school than I did. So we didn't really play together outside of, you know, that childhood to like 7th, 8th grade. But our families are still close. They like to keep in touch from time to time. And yeah, that's basically it.
Ready to finish it up with some rapid-fire questions?
Of course.
All right, Jonathan Lavallee, here we go. First one, best hitter you've ever faced?
Best hitter. I don't really... I would honestly say Brooks Lee out of Cal Poly.
You faced him in college.
Yeah.
Give me a Twins prospect that you think will break out within the next year or two.
The only two that I had in mind right away, they both got traded, unfortunately. So I would have to say now, if he stays healthy, Marco Ryan.
What's your favorite show, movie, or app that you go when you want to binge watch anything? You got time.
I would have to say now I'm into anime, so I would say Crunchyroll is it's like a site and an app on my phone. I'll go in there. It's just easy to watch. It's easy. I have tons of shows I can watch. Yeah.
If you had to eat at one fast food restaurant for the rest of your life, where are you going?
In-N-Out.
And what's the order?
Order is a double-double, animal style, no pickle. And then it would be an animal fry, and it'd either be a chocolate shake or just a Coke.
Last one for you. We always finish it up mm-hmm. with this. If you had to take two of your Mighty Muscles teammates to a deserted island for both survival and entertainment purposes, who are you taking with you?
I'm taking survival purposes. See, I have a few for entertainment and a few for survival purposes, so...
Oh, it's time for baseball here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium in Jupiter, Florida. Ready for game 3 of 6 between your Mighty Muscles and the Hammerheads. Here's tonight's Achieva Credit Union starting lineup for the Mighty Muscles as they get set to face lefty Denavi Teneo. It'll be the left fielder Misael Urbina to lead it off, followed by shortstop Tanner Schobel. Noah Cardenas bats third at catcher, with Keone Cavaco in the cleanup spot as the designated hitter tonight. Kalei Rosario plays right field and bats fifth. Rubel Cespedes, the second baseman, hits sixth. Laron Smith is in the 7-hole at first base, with third baseman Daniel Osoria batting eighth, and Luis Baez rounds it out in center field for the 56-44 Fort Myers Mighty Muscles, now having completed 100 games this year, 29 more to play here in 2022. Urbina the righty steps in against Demavi Teneo, a rising prospect in the Miami Marlins organization, only 19 years of age, 6'3", just 170 pounds, and his first pitch fastball rises up and away to Urbina for ball one. Just one lefty for Teneo to face tonight. The rest will all be righties. The kick in the 1-0 is a swing and a miss on a tailing pitch on the inside half, 1-1. Hammerheads in their white uniforms here at home. Muscles going to the road grays for the first time this week. As Urbina shoots one up the right field line. Angling in is Brady Allen, the right fielder. And in fair ground, he makes the catch to retire Urbina. So one down, and now it'll be Tanner Schobel, who is making his debut at shortstop tonight for the Muscles. Played second base in each of his first two games with the team. Muscles in those road grays with purple caps, purple numbers, and letters. Hammerheads with the black hats, socks, and letters with some neon orange trim around the letters as Schobel takes the slider in for strike one. Setting the defense for Jupiter in the outfield left to right, it's Thompson, Luttrell, and Brady Allen. So everybody kind of rotates around from last night as the fastball dives low on Schobel for ball one. Jacob Berry plays third base with Yiddy Cappy at shortstop, Javier Sanoa at second base, and Torin Montgomery handles first, same infield as yesterday. Schobel takes strike two on the inside corner. Cameron Barstad makes his series debut. He's catching for Jupiter, working with the lefty from the Dominican Republic. Here's the pitch, And he went around, strike three. Schobel could not lay off the slider. And it's the first strikeout of the night for DeMavi Tineo. So two down, and now it'll be Cardenas. Noah with three walks in the game last night to give him 61 walks for the year. He's been top five in the league in walks all season and has passed Emmanuel Rodriguez for the team lead. Batting .239 as well, the pitch to him is a slider that just barely caught the inside corner, and he's going to challenge right away. This is our first challenge game of the week, and it is confirmed as a strike. Muscles have done just a terrible job challenging over the past couple of weeks. They've blown through all three challenges by the middle inning seemingly every game. There's a backdoor slider that misses low for a ball 1-1. So we'll see if they can improve that over these next 4 days, but off to a rough start, losing one here in the first inning. 1-1 is downstairs. You only get three, so Muscles now down to two. Of course, the challenge is officiated by the ABS operator here in the booth. 2-1 pitch is popped foul off the right side, strike two. Tineo, an interesting prospect for the Hammerheads, signed by the Marlins a little later than most teenagers from the Dominican Republic. Made his debut last year at 18 years old. Most guys will debut at 16 or 17, so a little bit older than most. And started in the Dominican Summer League last year, made two starts, and then was called up to the United States. Here comes the 2-2, and it's low. Another slider to bring it full. Made four starts in the Florida Complex League last year, only 17 innings in his pro debut in 2021. Here comes the payoff, and it's inside ball four. Walk number 62 for Noah Cardenas, who now has an even strikeout-to-walk ratio. 62 strikeouts, 62 walks. And here is Cavaco with a man on base for the Muscles. This year, Tineo started with the Complex League Marlins, and what a start to his season. In 21 innings for that team, he allowed only 8 hits. That's a .116 opponent's average. As the fastball misses in on Cavaco for ball one. 24 strikeouts, only 5 walks, a whip of .062, and promoted to Jupiter last week, although his first outing came out of the bullpen. There's a pickoff attempt, and Cardenas back in standing. So at 19 years old, he has climbed to the full season level. Most 19-year-old pitchers are still in the complex leagues, but Tineo got the call-up on August 2nd, so before their last series, and gets his first start at this level tonight. 1-0 slider misses upstairs, close pitch ball two. It's been mostly just fastball slider so far, and the fastball only 89 to 91. We'll see if that increases at all throughout this outing tonight. He kicks and deals, and the 2-0 is low. Ball three to Keone. Kalei Rosario waits on deck for the Muscles. On another night with a decent Thursday crowd here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. I had a few more folks here for first pitch last night, but still not a bad crowd given the history. That one is a strike. Historically, you know, this stadium does not draw very well because they have two teams, so they have a game basically every night. But pretty strong crowd last night. 3-1 now on Cavaco, the pitch. And it's fouled back to the screen. Good rip against the fastball, strike two. Tineo walked three in his relief outing last week against Palm Beach. Already has walked one here. 2-2, and it's sprayed foul. Another fastball down and away, and Cavaco able to stay alive. Keone hit a couple balls really hard last night. He had a sack fly with the bases loaded early in the game, and then an RBI double in the middle innings to give the Muscles a temporary lead before the bullpen struggled and allowed the Hammerheads to come back and win 9-5. Payoff pitch. And it's fouled off again. That one crushed out of the stadium off the right side. So Tineo now up to 20 pitches here in the first inning, working with two outs and a runner on first base. With that black and bright blue glove, he kicks and deals. and it's low. So a great at-bat by Cavaco, spoiled off a couple of good pitches with two strikes, and then earns his 16th walk of the year. And so there are two men aboard now for Kala'i Rosario. Rosario playing his usual right field position tonight. Since Urbina and Aguiar have joined the team, Kala'i's played a little more left field over the past month or two, but for April and May, he was the everyday right fielder. Continues to use that light gray bat. White batting gloves for Rosario. First pitch to him is a fastball upstairs for ball one. And 89, 90, or 91 on all the fastballs from Teneo. Lanky lefty. And I guess they just won a challenge, apparently. And now a PA announcer said that the Hammerheads won the challenge. Runners go. Pitches downstairs. They throw to second, and it skips into center field. And coming in to score is Cardenas. Muscles take a 1-0 lead on a double steal and a throwing error by Barstad. That one skimmed off the top of Keone's back and rolled into shallow center. Cappy was backing up, but Cardenas got a nice big jump off of third to score easily. So it'll be a double steal. Both Cardenas and Cavaco will get credit for a stolen base. Very interesting time for Brian Meyer to draw that one up. That was a nifty play to get that first run across. 1-1 on Rosario. The pitch home. It's a breaking ball that just missed. Ball two. Hammerhead's probably just a couple pitches away from getting the bullpen going. This will be pitch number 25 of the inning from Teneo. 1-0 Muscles as Fort Myers scores without a base hit. The pitch down and in, ball three, and now he's in danger of walking three straight. The lefty looks at second and delivers. And it's low, ball four. Missed badly with the fastball. And it's three consecutive walks to put men at first and second with Cespedes coming up next. Trip to the mound by Barstad. Cappy over to help translate. And here comes the pitching coach as well. Glenn Dishman out there to try and right the ship for Teneo. Well, last night's game got a little sloppy at times for both teams. We saw a couple errors, a lot of walks, some wild pitches. Joe Mack had some trouble blocking balls in the dirt. And a sloppy start here for Jupiter tonight. But like last night, they've got a chance to limit the damage. Muscles had four men reach base in the first, but only scored one run. Trying to do something similar here are the Hammerheads. Limit the damage early, let your bats do the work late. That was kind of the MO for them. The Muscles had three different leads in the game last night and couldn't hold on to any of them. So here we go, the only lefty-lefty matchup on this side of the scorecard, Cespedes versus Teneo. First and second, two outs, Muscles already up a run. Teneo looks at Cavaco, the lead runner, and deals, and the slider bends down and away for ball one. Just having a lot of trouble getting this final out. A look at second, now the pitch. And the fastball misses low. Close pitch, 2-0, and now they're going to challenge. Barstad challenges, and it is ruled a ball. So now both teams have lost a challenge here in the first inning. 2-0 on Cespedes. The lefty fires, Cespedes shows bunt, pulls it back, and takes outside ball three. That was a slow breaking ball at 73 miles an hour that ended up off the plate. The lefty set again, the 3-0 is low, ball four. Again, Cespedes showed bunt, and the distraction worked. It's four consecutive walks for Teneo. A righty is up in the bullpen, but I don't believe that pitcher is ready yet. So with Taneo now at 30 pitches, he'll have to face Laron Smith. Yeah, that pitcher is just starting to get off the mound. Didn't start warming up until after the mound visit. So bases loaded for Laron Smith. First pitch to him is a fastball outside, ball one. Just a very difficult start for this young left-hander. That is Montero warming up in the bullpen as Smith takes a fastball at the knees for strike one. Well, up over 30 pitches now. This will probably be his only inning, whether he gets out of this jam or not. And now the muscles challenge and win it. So 2-0 on Smith. Well, that's got to hurt if you're Taneo, who now steps off. It's a little pitch clock reset. Leans in and has the sign. Has to throw a strike. Here's the 2-0. And it is a strike at the knees. 2-1. Got Osorio due up next. Smith waggles that bat around, stares in at Taneo. Cavaco at third, Rosario at second, and Cespedes ready to run at first. The pitch is fouled back to the screen. Good cut by Laron as the count moves to 2-2. Jonathan Lavallee with a long break in that dugout as he gets set for his outing tonight. Muscles looking to get out to a big lead. 1-0, but a chance for more. Taneo, a trip behind the mound to grab the rosin bag, now repositions himself on that rubber. Ready to go on 2-2. The pitch to Smith. Check swing, and he's rung up. Strike three on the outside corner. Taneo gets the call, and the inning is over. So for the second day in a row, the Hammerheads limit what could have been a big inning for the Muscles in the first. It's 1-0 as we move to the bottom of the first. Jonathan Lavallee to the mound when we come back.
Today's row crop farming is all about efficiency. When the sun's up, you gotta go. You don't have time for multiple trips across your fields, and you can't take risks on unproven products. That's why the best farmers, including those at Next Level, rely on Brandt, formulated for superior tank mixing and advanced nutrition delivery. Brandt's products are highly efficient, helping improve your crop's quality and overall yield. Visit Brandt.co for more information.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing Coldwater Seafood to the next level. Introducing Coldwater Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Muscles game ticket to Coldwater for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Muscles Blonde Ale. That's Coldwater Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
This is Mighty Muscles catcher Laron Smith, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Bottom of the first inning, your Mighty Muscles lead 1-0 as the Hammerheads come to bat against Jonathan Lavallee. Here is Angel Espada's batting order tonight. It'll be the shortstop, Yiddy Cappy, leading it off, followed by designated hitter Joe Mack. Jacob Berry bats third at third base with the right fielder Brady Allen batting cleanup. Jake Thompson in the five-hole plays left with the second baseman Javier Sanoa in the sixth spot. Torin Montgomery bats seventh at first base. Barstad and Luttrell rounded out against Lavallee. First pitch fastball right down the middle for strike one. To Yiddy Cappy, who had a really exciting inside-the-park home run last night. A two-hit game for the youngster. Lavallee's next pitch is at the knees for strike two. Setting the defense for Fort Myers in the outfield left to right, it's Urbina, Luis Baez, and Rosario. And there's a swing and a miss. High fastball from Lavallee strikes out Cappy. And there's one down here in the first. So it'll bring up Joe Mack. Daniel Ozoria plays third base. Infield, a totally different look tonight. It's Ozoria at third. Tanner Schobel at shortstop. Rubel Cespedes handles second. And Laron Smith over at first. First pitch to Mack is high for ball one. Noah Cardenas does the catching for the second consecutive night. And so Dylan Tatum out of the lineup again. After starting at catcher on Tuesday, Mack fouls the fastball back 1-1. So Lavallee, who joined us on the pregame show, gave us a nice deep dive on his background. Between last night and tonight, you probably learned a lot about this young righty out of Long Beach State. And there's a good high fastball for strike two. And he talked about that pitch. Now, he spent 2 years at L.A. Pierce College, a junior college in California, where he said there were only two players on his team that got to play Division I after their JUCO days were over. Changeup misses low there, two balls, two strikes. And then 2 years at Long Beach State. The first year there was the pandemic season, so just a couple of outings. And then in 2021, he really burst on the scene. Fastball upstairs to bring it full. And he said he's got that carry fastball. It's got some late jump to it. It's 90 to 93, but it plays better than that. Here's the payoff pitch. And it's up and away, ball four. So a one-out walk to Mack, and it'll bring up Jacob Berry. But Lavallee said in college the coaches realized that fastball was his calling card. So he said he was about 80% fastball in college. Said he had one outing last spring where he threw only one off-speed pitch. He threw one slider and about 70 fastballs. That one's rolled over right side. Smith fields and will step on the bag for the out. Allows Mack to take second. Didn't want to get too complicated there. And so Berry grounds out. And there's two away for Brady Allen. But that's Lavallee. Fastballs to all quadrants with that carry to it. He's got a pretty decent slider as well. And we've already seen the changeup tonight against Mack. So a three-pitch mix for Lavallee, who's been mostly out of the bullpen as a professional, but starting tonight. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner to Allen. This is Jonathan's third professional start. He had one earlier this year for the Complex League Twins, and then this now his second start with the Muscles. Fastball is upstairs for a ball 1-1. Made seven relief outings for Fort Myers before entering the rotation last week. 1-1 to Allen, and it's popped up. Shallow right field. Rosario comes in along with Cespedes, and Rosario calls him off at the last second and makes the grab. A scoreless inning for Lavallee. It's 1-0 Muscles as we move to the second.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Mark Anajar from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. After the crash, call the police and document the scene by taking photos of all the vehicles involved. If you were injured, get medical attention as soon as possible. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers, and Naples.
Make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles host the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all of your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscle.
Stay up to speed with promotions and all things Mighty Muscles. Games and events, Mighty Muscles merch, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles, and on the web at MightyMuscles.com. Come on out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles right-handed pitcher Marco Araya, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
John Vitas bringing you back to the spring training home of the Miami Marlins and St. Louis Cardinals. Muscles will be here next week as well to play the Palm Beach Cardinals. Daniel Ozoria leads it off for the Muscles, facing lefty Demavi Tineo, who does come out for another inning. And Ozoria pops the first pitch up, foul ground. Montgomery, the first baseman, towards the net, and he has room to make the grab. Ozoria retired on the first pitch after it took Tineo 35 pitches to get one out in the first inning. To get three outs in the first inning. Muscles scored a run on four walks in the first. Here's Luis Baez making his series debut. And he takes a fastball off the plate, ball one. It'll be Urbina next, and then Schobel if anybody gets on. 8-9-1 for the Muscles here in the second inning. 1-0 is a slider that bends onto the knees for a strike, 1-1. Montero continues to throw in the Hammerheads bullpen, so it looks like Taneo's day is nearing the end. Fastball hits the inside half for strike two. And now Baez is going to challenge that pitch. That looked like a strike to me. And it is confirmed as a strike. So the Muscles down to just one challenge. And again, using a challenge on a non-consequential pitch just doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Here comes the 1-2 from Tineo. And he got him. High fastball. 92, the hardest pitch he's thrown tonight. Up and away on Baez. And it's strikeout number three for Tineo. So Urbina, the last chance for the Mighty Muscles. Both teams with a well-rested bullpen tonight. Muscles only had to use two relievers last night and two relievers Tuesday, so they still have five relievers who haven't thrown yet in the series, as Urbina shoots one the other way, but that'll get out of play down the right field line, strike one. Similar scenario for the Hammerheads, although they have used more relievers than the Muscles, but they still have five guys that haven't thrown in the series. That one's up and away. Muscles with a 9-man bullpen. Hammerheads with a 10-man bullpen. 1-1 on Misael as Tineo delivers. Way outside and low. Ball two. The lefty works from the middle of the rubber, kicks and fires. And a swing and a miss on a high fastball to bring the count even. Two balls, two strikes. Urbina looks in at the lefty Tineo, who delivers. And it's popped up behind home plate. That'll get into the crowd. Urbina has that average up on the video board, just a smidge below 300 now at 297. Here's the pitch, and it's outside. Tried to backdoor him with a slider and couldn't quite get it there. A full count. Tineo kicks the payoff, and it's lined over shortstop, a base hit. Rolling towards left center, Thompson comes over to cut it off. Urbina makes a hard turn and holds on at first with a two-out single. That is the first hit of this game. And it keeps the inning alive for Schobel, with Tineo now up to 47 pitches. Montero is ready in the left field bullpen. Both bullpens here are in the field of play. So they'll have a spotter out there right now. The Marlins have a player right behind Brian Meyer at third, as Schobel pops it foul on the right side, strike one. So it's a little crowded over there. You've got Brian giving the signs. You've got another pitcher spotting about 5 feet behind him, and then the bullpen catcher 5 feet behind him. Pitchers throw towards home plate, so the catcher is blindsided. That one is low for a ball, 1-1. Pretty much all fastball slider for Tineo. Slider in the mid to upper 70s, fastball 89-92. Big lead for Urbina. He can run a little bit. And there's the pickoff move as Misael gets back. Urbina with 7 stolen bases through his first 23 games at this level. Muscles have 3 guys on the active roster with at least 14 steals. That would be Miller, Baez, and Ozoria. There he goes, and it's lined to short, but Cappy makes a leaping grab as he tumbles to the ground in shallow left field. Cappy was breaking towards second on the steal and then had to go back the other way, and he made a leaping catch. Athletic play by the 6-3 shortstop to rob Schobel of a base hit. Muscles hold a 1-0 lead as we head to the bottom of the second on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing. But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
5-6-7 here for Jupiter as we start the bottom of the second inning. Kind of a hazy, overcast day here in the east coast of Florida as Lavallee's first pitch is shot the other way towards the corner. Long run for Urbina, and he's going to have to play it on a bounce as it skips over the sidewall for a ground rule double. That one landed on the dirt just in front of the 330 marker in left field. So Thompson goes the other way nicely, and the Hammerheads have their first hit of the night. It'll bring up Javier Sanoa, the second baseman, with Montgomery due up next. Lavallee from the stretch delivers, and the fastball low at 91 miles per hour. John spoke pretty candidly about his recruiting process, said that coming out of high school, he only had two offers, both of them to play junior college baseball. As that one's lifted foul on the right side, 1-1. So incredible improvement over his 4 years of college. Obviously, was not the tip pitcher he is today coming out of high school, with no Division I interest, and obviously no pro interest either, and chose L.A. Pierce College, could commute from home. Slider is called a strike on the outside corner. Good pitch there to Sanoa. And really emerged as a sophomore at L.A. Pierce, put up terrific numbers, 102 strikeouts and a 192 ERA. Slider just off the plate for a ball, 2-2. Now, junior colleges in California are a little bit different than the rest of the country. They have their own kind of governing body. They don't associate with all the other states. Fastball hits the knees. Sanoa wants to challenge immediately. What's the call from the booth? And it is a strike. Lavallee picks off the knees for his second strikeout of the evening as he gets Sanoa looking. So both teams now down to just one challenge, and we're only in the bottom of the second inning. It'll bring up Torin Montgomery. So a lot of the other states, particularly Florida and Texas, give out full rides to all of their athletes. The majority of their athletes are on full scholarships. Sometimes they even get an allowance and or their books paid for. That one's low to Montgomery, ball one. Florida Southwestern, the junior college in Fort Myers, has all full rides. There's a swing and a miss. 1-1. They basically operate like a Division I school, or in some cases, even more scholarships than a Division I school. You know, in baseball, you only get 13 scholarships for what amounts to a 30 to 40 man roster. Breaking ball fouled back for strike two, but at Florida Southwestern in Fort Myers, they have a 26-man roster, and every single player is on a full ride. So because of that, they get a lot of really good talent. They get Division I drop-downs, guys who played at Vanderbilt or Tennessee but couldn't get into the lineup. They'll come down to Florida Southwestern. That one's fouled back. Get that full ride, you know, get their associate's degree, and then go back to the Division I level as a redshirt sophomore. And get three more years at the Division I level. The JUCO year is basically a gap year. And you know, in Texas, it's pretty similar. They take their sports really seriously. Fastball, swing and a miss. Strike three. Montgomery down on the Lavallee fastball. There's two away now for Cameron Barstad. So the point is, you know, JUCO sports in certain states are like Division I sports. They recruit the whole country, in some cases the entire globe. We've seen a lot of international players at the JUCO ranks. But in California, it's more of a true community college experience. That one's down and in. A lot of times there's no dorms. You have to live at home. You have to be local. As they challenge that pitch, and it is called a ball. So I believe the Hammerheads, or no, the Muscles are now out of challenges. So no challenges the rest of the game for the Muscles. They are at the mercy of Matt Watkowski, the home plate umpire. Or sorry, Alex Lurie, the home plate umpire tonight. Fastball off the plate, 2-0. And so because of Lavallee's California JUCO experience, he told us off the air that he and only one other guy on his team got to play Division I baseball. There's a strike 2-1 where, again, in other states, you've got JUCO baseball teams where the majority of the roster will end up being Division I at some level, you know, maybe a mid-major school, but still D1. Fastball misses down and in ball three. But he was so great at L.A. Pierce that he had several Division I schools interested, including Nebraska, a Big Ten school. He said he had Hawaii, San Jose State in his final four. Fastball is just off the plate, missed with a fastball. And so Barstad draws the walk, and now Lavallee will face his college teammate, Chase Luttrell. A couple of dirtbags go head-to-head here. We kind of spoiled the next part of our story. Jonathan committed to Long Beach State, where he got some scholarship money and got to be a Division I pitcher. And with Chase Luttrell playing behind him, he pitched a little bit before the COVID stoppage in 2020, but came back as a redshirt junior last spring. And was, as he put it, he was the second half of a Friday night piggyback. There are not a lot of teams around the country that piggyback their Friday night games. As Luttrell takes up and away for ball one. Typically, your number one ace goes on Friday. They'll let him go 7-8, sometimes 9 innings, and save the bullpen for the rest of the week. But Jonathan was pitching behind one of his teammates as a multi-inning reliever on Friday nights. That one's rolled towards the middle off the side of the mound. Schobel dives but can't get there. This game is going to be tied. Thompson comes in to score as Baez bobbles in center. It's an RBI single for Luttrell as one dirtbag victimizes the other. Tied at one now here in the second inning. It's a two-out single, and it'll get Cappy to the plate here in inning number two. If that ball did not hit the side of the mound, I think one of the Muscles middle infielders would have been able to at least knock it down. But it kicked off the very right edge of the mound and went further away from Schobel. And again, without the restricted area, that's probably at least kept on the infield as well. First pitch to Cappy is a slider bounced out to Schobel. He fields. Long throw from shortstop gets it there just in time to get the hustling Cappy. And the inning comes to an end. But the Hammerheads tie it up. It's one apiece as we move to the third inning.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through eighth grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference.
Two for One Tuesdays, Thirsty Thursdays, Fireworks Fridays, Free Giveaway Saturdays, and Sunday Brunch. Game Day doesn't get more family-friendly. Stay up to speed with Home Game Times on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles.
This is Twins broadcaster Corey Provis. You are listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
3-4-5 coming up for Fort Myers against lefty DeMavie Teneo. Teneo amazingly comes out for the third after looked like he was going to be removed in the first inning. They had a righty reliever up and ready in the first and the second, but he's still out there to begin the third. And his first pitch to Cardenas is in the dirt for ball one. It'll be Cavaco and Rosario due up in this inning. Against the 19-year-old from the town of Gaspar Hernandez in the Dominican Republic. The lefty deals, and the fastball misses outside for ball two. Cardenas was the first of four men that he walked with two outs in the first inning. Muscles only run so far. As Cardenas sprays it high in the air, foul. Barstad coming over towards the seats, but it's a few rows back. Eight home runs this year for Cardenas. Staring in at Teneo. Watches the slider downstairs. Ball three. Oh, Noah just does not expand the zone. Here's the pitch. And it's rolled out to third. Backing up Berry. He fields on two hops. And the long throw to first is in time to get Noah by a step for the first out. So one away, and now it'll be Keone Cavaco. 55 pitches now for Teneo. He's been working with a high pitch count all evening. After that long and rocky first. As Cavaco swings and misses at the fastball, 91 from the lefty. The Navy ready again, the pitch. Fastball a little bit low, 1-1. And now Montero will get up again. So, got to wonder to what extent it affects a reliever to be warming up for, you know, 30 or so straight minutes in real time. Hammerheads just challenged that call and won, so it's 0-2. As Keone takes in the dirt for a ball, 1-2. Hammerhead still with one more challenge after winning that one. They risk their final challenge there and won. Here comes the pitch, and it's cranked down the left field line. That's a fair ball skipping into the corner. Cavaco makes the turn and digs for second as Thompson plays it in. It's a one-out double for Keone Cavaco, and the Muscles have the go-ahead run in scoring position. Beautiful swing on a pitch down, able to pull it into the left field corner. So now it'll be Rosario. That is the 14th double of the year for Keone. Second on the active roster. First pitch to Kalei is a backdoor slider that is called a strike. Well, Cavaco has seen his OPS go up in every month this year. Off to a little bit of a slow start in August, but picking it up here against Jupiter. That one's low for a ball. Keone with a 528 OPS in April, 687 in May, 740 in June, and 745 in July. And he's fared exceptionally well against left-handed hitters. Or sorry, left-handed pitchers. Rosario pops it up behind the right side of the infield. Montgomery and Sanoa back up, and it's going to be Sanoa to make the catch. Two steps onto the grass for out number two. So it's all left to Cespedes here in the third. The second baseman, number 20, Rubel Cespedes. Keone batting 295 with a 475 slug against lefties this year. That's an 830 OPS. 200 points higher than his OPS against righties. But the number we really wanted to look up when we clicked on his splits just now, his home road splits. Similar to last year, a much better hitter on the road than he is at Hammond Stadium. First pitch to Cespedes is down and away, ball one. Cavaco with a 770 OPS, that's on base plus slugging. 770 on the road, 557 at home. So over a 200-point difference home and road. That's substantial. 1-0 pitch to Cespedes, and he pops it up. Same spot, a mile high to Sanoa, who waits for it on the grass, now backs up and makes the catch to end the inning. So Cavaco picks up the double, but the muscle is unable to score. We move to the bottom of the third with the game tied at one.
You may not need a lawyer today, but at some point in your life, you might. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer recognized by the Florida Bar as an expert in criminal trial law. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in DUI, criminal law, and felony case matters from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. You may not need a lawyer today, so remember his name for when you do. The Law Office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
There's no better deal during Muscles season than a Silver Sluggers membership. For just $55, all fans 65 years and older can get a ticket to all 11 Wednesday home games. They'll also get a free parking pass and t-shirt, not to mention a 10% discount in the team store. To purchase your Silver Sluggers card today, call Ross Sirtis at 239-533-7661. That's 239-533-7661.
This is Mighty Muscles pitcher Jordan Carr, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
John Vitas welcoming you back as we start the bottom of the third inning. Joe Mack up there for the Hammerheads, and he takes a Lavallee slider low for ball one. Tie game here in game three of this series. Both teams with one run so far as Lavallee deals, and the fastball is a little bit low, ball two. Both pitchers have been living low against these lineups, kind of an old-school approach. Lavallee deals, and that one hits the outside corner for a strike. Both starters have been 89-92 tonight. Lavallee more in your face. Taneo has been picking off the corners. Lavallee not shy to throw a lot of strikes and go up in the zone as well, like on that pitch where Mack fouled it back for strike two. Jonathan kicks and fires, and that one stroked over second, a base hit, rolling towards right center field. Rosario over to get it. It's a leadoff single for Joe Mack, able to get on top of that 89-mile-an-hour fastball. That was letter high, and he got the bat head through it. And now it's Jacob Berry. Second trip through the order for Lavallee, and that was no issue for him last time out. Lavallee in his first start as a muscle last week, went four hitless innings against Bradenton. Curveball spins in for a strike. Took a little off that pitch at 78. Allowed just one base runner. That was a walk. Struck out two. And was ultra efficient. Coming into that game, he had been pitching one or two innings out of the pen. We expected no more than three innings from him. And he went four. That one's pulled foul for a strike 0-2. Pitch count was low. So limited to about five innings and 60 or 70 pitches tonight. I think next time out, he'll basically be fully stretched out. Here's the pitch, and the breaking ball is looped behind home plate. Ozoria comes into foul ground, and the third baseman makes the catch. I think the bat from Berry came back and hit the home plate umpire. The umpire's in some pain as the Hammerheads trainer comes out to chat with him. I think it got him in the neck. That was very weird because you had an awkward swing. The bat went flying. The ball went flying. And Ozoria, I think Cardenas might have caught a piece of the bat as well. And so he had no idea where the pop-up was. And Lavallee and Ozoria were pointing and sprinting. And luckily, Ozoria had enough speed to get there and make the grab moving towards the Jupiter on deck circle. And so Berry is retired. And now it's Allen. But they're still attending to Alex Laurie, the home plate umpire. And now he is heading back towards home plate. So toughen that one out. And now it'll be Brady Allen. Montero up in the bullpen for the third straight inning. We'll see if he finally gets in. Allen played center field the first two games in this series, playing right field tonight. Team leader in games played. Takes a slider low. Allen, a terrific college player at South Carolina, got $358,000 to sign last year as a fifth-round pick. That's over slot money for the fifth round, and he rips that one into right center field, a base hit. Rosario will cut it off in the gap. Mack will get third easily. Throw comes into second, and Allen is safe. Opposite field double, and the Hammerheads have men at second and third with only one out. It'll bring up Jake Thompson. Well, one of the more fun topics when we talked with Jonathan yesterday was his connection with Muscle starting pitcher Pearson Ohl. Both Ohl and Lavallee are from Simi Valley, California, a small town up in the mountains about an hour north and west of Los Angeles. John said it could take well over an hour with that L.A. traffic, but without traffic, it was an hour to Long Beach State, his campus, as Thompson chases high ball strike one. Downtown L.A., a little closer to Simi Valley, so maybe 45 minutes without traffic from his hometown. But they both raved about growing up there. That one is low for a ball, 1-1. And John said that he, Pearson, and Hunter Green, the now major league pitcher for the Reds and former number one overall pick, the three of them were kind of the pitching stars growing up in Simi Valley. Fastball just missed outside. Cardenas holds it there, but it's ball two. But Lavallee and Pearson Ohl were teammates in elementary school for a couple travel teams. Fastball looped foul into the crowd, strike two, and they remained tight. He said their parents communicate pretty often. They got to sit in the stands together, watch those two play. And how amazing is it that now they both are in the same professional rotation together. So a third of the Muscles rotation from Simi Valley, California. Pearson, by the way, will pitch Saturday's game in this series. Lavallee deals, and the fastball is high. That was actually a changeup at 85. Without much movement, and it's full on Jake Thompson. You might be able to hear the Jaws sound effects here at Roger Dean Stadium. There's blood in the water for the Hammerheads. 3-2, and it's fouled back. Good swing by Thompson on a pitch down and away. Got the bat head on it and sliced it to the screen. Well-placed fastball from Lavallee. John delivers. Slider hooked down the right field line. That's going to stay fair. Two runs are going to score as Thompson makes the turn and heads to second. Rosario's throw not in time. It's a two-run double for Jake Thompson, who now has two doubles against Lavallee. Jupiter takes a 3-1 lead here in the third inning. So the Hammerheads have four hits, actually five hits against Lavallee, and three of the five are doubles. And here comes Carlos Hernandez to have a chat. Lavallee up to 49 pitches in that bullpen, starting to stretch it out in the right field bullpen. John Wilson, the most available today on 4 days of rest. Everybody else on 3 days of rest. You've got Puentes, Escobar, Mendez, and Barrington available from the right side. If you have the lead, your higher leverage guys are probably Barrington and Mendez. So if the Muscles trail, they might go, you know, Wilson can give them two or three innings, and then you would go with Puentes and Escobar instead if you're behind. It's kind of the general roles they've had of late. As we get ready here for this battle, Sanoa the batter, and Sanoa loops one out towards right center field pretty deep. Rosario, though, will run it down, makes the grab deep in the alley for out number two. So a break there for Lavallee. And Montgomery will be the last chance for Jupiter here in the third. Well, after the shutout win on Tuesday, it's been a rough 12-inning span here for Muscles pitching. First pitch to Torin is a fastball taken at the knee, strike one. When you combine last night's game with these three innings tonight, Muscles pitching has allowed 12 runs on 19 hits in 12 innings. That one's in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. That's 19 hits in 12 innings. After they had a couple of clunkers in the series against Bradenton last week as well, Muscles team ERA was in the twos in the first half, but it is climbing rapidly here in August. Fastball looped foul for strike two. And it's really not an indictment on anyone in particular, the coaches, the pitchers. It's really just a product of, A, all the best pitchers have been promoted, so we're kind of left with everybody else. That one's looped over right field, and it's going to drop in for a base hit. Around third comes Thompson. He will score. It's an opposite field single for Montgomery. And it's now 4-1 Jupiter. That was a little looper as Montgomery got totally jammed but was able to drop it into shallow right down the line. So now it'll be Barstad with the Hammerheads up 4-1. Not to diminish the talent of the guys on the staff right now, but the guys who performed the best in the first half are now up in Cedar Rapids. And a lot of those guys were the top starters on the team. That one is high, so everybody assumes a larger role. The guys, the half of the rotation that's been here all year, those guys are now the 1, 2, and 3 starters. The 1-0. That one's taken for a strike, 1-1. Guys like Lavallee go from the bullpen to the rotation, have to get stretched out and face lineups 2 and 3 times in one game. Here's the 1-1 to Barstad. The lefty shoots it foul to the screen, strike two. Relievers climb the pecking order as well. Guys that were lower leverage guys in the first half are now higher leverage guys. And the other fact of the matter is that the other teams in the league are promoting their draft picks to this level much quicker than the Twins are. So, the Hammerheads have six draft picks on this roster. Muscles only have one. That one's in the dirt for ball two. Hopefully, either next week against the Cardinals or when we return to Hammond Stadium, we'll get additional reinforcements. Muscles working with a 28-man roster at the moment, two below the league maximum. That one's hammered out to left center field pretty deep. Long run for Baez, and he won't get there. It drops in on the warning track for a base hit. They're going to wave Montgomery. There will be no throw. It's an RBI double for Cameron Barstad, and the Hammerheads make it 5-1. Well, off the bat, it looked like Baez might get there, but it kept tailing away from him, and Urbina couldn't get there either. So after giving up 9 runs last night, Lavallee's given up 5 runs in 3 innings tonight, and here comes Brian Meyer. Anthony Escobar has been getting ready in a hurry, and he will be in next as the Muscles go to the bullpen. You're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles host the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Hook up on Twitter at Mighty Muscles for game day starting lineups, final scores, game recaps, promotions, and more. It's the best way to know what's happening right now, and total team info with rosters, stats, stories, and promotions is on the web at MightyMuscles.com.
This is Mighty Muscles infielder Tanner Schoble, and you're listening to the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Anthony Escobar now in a pitch for Fort Myers as Jupiter has opened up a 5-1 lead. And now we have a balk right away on Escobar. Base umpire called it. And Barstad gets third base. 2 outs in the inning. Hammerheads with 5 hits in the inning. Chase Luttrell is the batter, and he swings through a fastball. 94 from Escobar. That's the top of his range. He's 91 to 95, I guess we can say. Some nice downhill playing on the fastball. Delivers an 0-1. And a swing and a miss. 93 at the top of the zone, strike two. Escobar kind of hurtles towards home plate, gets all of his body weight behind the pitch. But he's had a couple of rough outings to inflate that ERA, which is at 6.60. 0-2 is fouled back. Defensive swing by Luttrell. Escobar, 21 years old, from Caracas, Venezuela. Making his 14th start of the year, coming off Tommy John surgery. Went 2 innings, allowed 1 run against Bradenton on Sunday. 0-2 coming. And he got him, 94 out of the zone. Escobar dials it up and strikes out Luttrell to end the inning. Hammerheads lead by 4, though, as we move to the 4th inning here in Jupiter.
Make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles host the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Thank you.
You're listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Laron Smith leads it off for your Muscles here in the fourth, and he takes up and in for a ball. Muscles bats have some work to do after the pitching staff gave up four in the third. It's now 5-1 Jupiter. As this one's rolled out to third base, Barry comes in to get it on two hops, shuffles over to first, and makes the throw in time to get Smith. So one down, and it'll bring up Ozoria. New pitcher in the game for Jupiter. It's right-hander Yuri Montero, 6'4", 170, a 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic, replacing Taneo, who in the end lasted three innings. We didn't think he was going to get out of the first inning at a couple of points, but he gets through three. Ozoria takes high for a ball. Gives up one run on two hits, three strikeouts, the one bad number, of course, the four walks, all of which came in the first. Ozoria checks his swing on a pitch at the very bottom of the zone, 1-1. Muscles are out of challenges, so nothing they could do about it. You've got the other speedster on deck in Luis Baez, and then it'll be the top of the order if anybody gets on for Fort Myers. Check swing, and Ozoria one hops it back to the screen, strike two. So Montero can get a win here in this ball game if the Hammerheads hold on to the lead. The tall righty kicks and deals, and it's inside. Very slow delivery for Montero. Simple windup, over the top, 92 on that fastball. Winds the 2-2 home, and it's ripped down the line but foul towards the right field bullpen. Taking a look around the Florida State League in this inning, and we should preface it by saying the Hammerheads trail their stadium mates, the Palm Beach Cardinals, by 4.5 games coming into tonight. That's again with 29 games to go as Ozoria swings and misses, fastball up and away. And Montero has his first strikeout of the night. It'll bring up Baez. How about the home records for the two Jupiter teams? Cardinals are 15-6 at home in the second half. Hammerheads 11-5. What's amazing about that is Baez fouls it off strike one is that they played each other last week. So those were guaranteed losses for somebody. So if you take those six losses away as well as the six wins to make it fair, they are 20-5 in this stadium against non-Roger Dean teams. That one's rolled out to the right side. A base hit for Baez. Diving attempt by Sanoa, but it was beyond his reach. So Baez goes the other way, and he has himself a two-out single. It'll bring up Urbina. That's just incredible. 20-5 in this stadium in the second half for the Jupiter teams. Anyway, in out-of-town scores tonight, all the games are in progress as we speak. Cardinals in Bradenton this week to take on the Marauders. Fastball down the middle for a strike to Urbina. And right now it's 4-2 Bradenton in the fourth inning. Norquise Marcos with a two-run home run for the Marauders. And Luis Peralta pitching pretty well so far for Bradenton. Breaking ball ripped into left field, a base hit. Urbina is 2-for-2 as Thompson plays it in on one bounce. A line drive from Urbina to create a little two-out life here for the Muscles. It'll be Schoble now coming up. Over in Clearwater, the Threshers have a narrow 1-0 lead on St. Lucie. Mets have just loaded the bases, so we'll see what comes of that. Fergus has an RBI single for Clearwater to represent the only run. That is Cade Fergus, who was drafted in the 13th round this year out of George Washington. Jordy Martinez is through 4 1/3 scoreless, but in a bases-loaded jam over at BayCare Ballpark. Here's the pitch, and Schoble checks a swing on a slider. They say that he did go 0-1. All 4 miles up the road in Dunedin, the Blue Jays lead the Tarpons 3-2. Raimfer Salinas with his second home run of the year. And how about Dylan Rock, the eighth rounder out of Texas A&M, hits a home run. His first professional home run. We had a mound visit here. Yandri Rojas is through four innings with the lead for Dunedin. Two runs over four. It's 3-2. Blue Jays over the Tarpons. A look at second. Now the pitch and the fastball misses outside to Schoble, 1-1. And then last but not least, in Daytona, the Tortugas have a 2-0 lead on Lakeland. They're only in the second inning there since they play at 7 p.m. That is Cardona through two scoreless for the Tortugas. Slider misses a little bit low for ball two on Schoble. And you may have heard, overturned. Hammerheads win a challenge. Alex Lowry is not super obvious on these challenges. Doesn't always turn around to look at the press box as most umpires do. Slider just missed away. Will they challenge again? They will. What's the call? And it is a ball. So now the Hammerheads are out of challenges. 2-2 on Schoble. So no more challenges the rest of the night. Old-fashioned baseball, just the umpire making the final decision. Top of the fourth, Muscles threatening. The pitch, fastball lined out to right center field, tailing away from Luttrell, but he'll get there as he makes the catch in center field to end the inning. Schoble hit it well, but it's the final out for the Muscles. Middle of the fourth, Hammerheads lead 5-1.
Wednesdays have a little something for everyone at Hammond Stadium this year.
Bring your four-legged friends to see the Muscles for Bark in the Park.
Walk your dog and eat a dog.
As $1 hot dogs will be available all night long.
It's also Silver Sluggers night with a special ticket package available for our seniors.
Last,
but definitely not least,
it's ladies night. Ladies can enjoy 2-for-1 seltzers and wine.
That's Bark in the Park,
Dollar Dog Night,
Silver Sluggers,
and ladies night.
Every Wednesday here at Hammond Stadium.
This is Pearson Ohl, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Top of the order here for Jupiter as we welcome you back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Anthony Escobar gets his first full inning of relief after recording the final out in the third inning. Lavallee's book is closed. 5 runs on 7 hits tonight in 2 2/3. ERA up over 5 now for the season as Cappy fouls the first pitch fastball back towards his on-deck circle. 0-1. So 6 1/3 innings for the bullpen to cover tonight. It'll be 5 1/3 if the Hammerheads win. That one is low. 1-1. It'll likely be Wilson, maybe Puentes behind Escobar. Here's the 1-1. And it's drilled down the right field line, but foul, strike two. Escobar's longest outing this year has been 2 innings. Here's the pitch. Slider, and he got him. Nasty pitch to strike out Cappy as Escobar picks up his second strikeout. So now it'll be Joe Mack. Well, this is pretty typical of Escobar. He's had some really good outings and some really bad outings. He's pitched in less than 20 games this year. And he has 3 games with 3 runs or more. He had a 6-run debacle against Tampa a couple of weeks ago. Here's the pitch home, and Mac takes downstairs for a ball. So in his first, out of his first 13 appearances, 10 of them have been very good, one run or less, and the other three have not. Mac fouls it back, 1-1. That's generally a ratio you would take, but the three that were bad were so bad that he has a 6.5 ERA for the season. Escobar fires a 1-1, and it hits the knees, 93 on the fastball, strike two. Just a little more zip in life than most of the pitchers we've seen this week. We haven't seen a ton of high-velocity arms in this series. All of the Hammerhead starters have all been lefties, kind of 89 to 92. There's the 1-2, and it's in the dirt for a ball. I think maybe the most impressive pitching performance so far in the series, besides Jalen Nowlan's 6 scoreless on Tuesday, was Jake Schrand last night, went the final 3 in relief for Jupiter. Backdoor curve just missed. Cardenas was getting set to throw it around the horn, but ball 3 on Mack. Escobar winds. Here's the payoff pitch. And it's low. Just missed with a fastball. Escobar wants to challenge, but the muscles don't have any. Umpire tells him that it was down. So Mack on base for the third time has a one-out walk. And now it'll be Jacob Berry. Ground out and a pop out so far for the former LSU Tiger and former Arizona Wildcat. Followed Jay Johnson from Tempe to Baton Rouge and drafted 6th overall last month. A switch hitter who bats lefty here as Escobar steps off and asks for a new baseball. First appearance of the week for Anthony. Game 3 of a 6-game series. From the stretch, he deals, and it's hit sharply towards the second baseman. Cespedes, a diving pickup, goes to second for one, and Schobel will hang on to it. No chance to turn two. Diving play by Cespedes to take a base hit away from Berry. And Escobar turns right to him and points at his buddy and says, "Thank you." As that ball could have gone up the alley had Cespedes not laid out for it. A 4-6 fielder's choice. And there's two down for Brady Allen. Allen, a flyout and a double so far. Escobar fires. Fastball looped over short. That's going to fall. Outfielders come together for it as Berry, running all the way with two outs, will get to third. He slides in feet first. It's a single for Allen, so that play by Cespedes now saves a run. And there are Hammerheads at the corners for Jake Thompson. 8 hits in 4 innings tonight for Jupiter. Cardenas comes out to give some signs to the infielders. As the lefty Thompson steps in, undrafted free agent out of Oklahoma State. First pitch to him is a fastball on the inside corner, strike one. Nobody up yet behind Escobar, who's at 17 pitches in relief. Hammerheads of Berry at third and Allen at first. The pitch, swing and a miss, 92 on the outer half, and Thompson underneath it for strike two. Thompson uses his timeout and steps out to take some big practice swings. As he has fallen behind on Escobar, trying to get out of this inning unscathed. Anthony steadies. A long hold, now the 0-2. Fastball low, ball one. Escobar had Tommy John surgery in May of last year, able to come back in exactly 12 months. It's the end of May that he had it. Here's the 1-2. Runner breaks from first. That one's reached for and looped out into right center field, a base hit. Incredible piece of hitting. They're going to wave the trail runner. Oh, Baez had no idea. Cespedes throws home, and he's safe. Cardenas doesn't like the call. Two runs come in as the Muscles pay no attention to the trail runner. And it's now 7-1. Wow, that pitch was probably a ball down and out of the zone, and Thompson just threw the bat at it and dropped it into right center field. Everything turning up roses tonight for Jupiter. That ball was really shallow in center, and Allen goes from first to home on a blooper into center field. He was running on the pitch. With two outs, he didn't have to hesitate, so he was already between second and third when that ball dropped in. Pitch to Sanoa is lifted out to left field. Coming in a few steps, Urbina. He's there. And Urbina makes the grab to end the inning. But a hustle play by Allen makes it a two-run single for Jake Thompson. And it's 7-1 Hammerheads as we move to the fifth inning.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah.
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the Always Flexible voucher plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for six games and include parking and six hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half-season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full-season ticket plan for $330. Full-season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
Keep in touch. Mighty Muscles Baseball is on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Mighty Muscles. And total team info is on the web at mightymuscles.com.
Muscles, third baseman Keone Cavaco, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
3-4-5 for Fort Myers here in the top of the fifth. Noah Cardenas leads it off against Yuri Montero, who winds the first pitch home, and the slider misses outside for ball one. Seven to one, Jupiter. The pitch. Foul back, strike one. Hammerheads bats thumping again after getting shut out Tuesday. They scored 9 runs last night already with 7 runs tonight. In a very pitcher-friendly park, they have come alive here this week. 1-1 is low. A slider from Yuri Montero. Montero gave up 2 singles in the fourth, but able to strand a couple of muscles. Next pitch is lifted out to center, pretty deep, but playable for Luttrell, who eases back in center field and makes the grab to retire Cardenas. One away, and now it'll be Cavaco, who has been on base both times for the Muscles. Cavaco with a walk and a double against Teneo, facing Montero here for the first time. First pitch to him. Is a slider off the plate, ball one. Next pitch, slider, same spot, same result, ball two. Montero, only 20 years old, making his 12th appearance. Made 8 with the FCL team. This is 4th with the Hammerheads. Fastball off the plate, ball three. Had a 2.93 ERA in the complex. And so far, two runs in 4 2/3 entering tonight with Jupiter. 3-0 to Cavaco, and it's on the outside corner for a strike. Get a big slow delivery. High three-quarters arm angle, kicks and deals. And the fastball picks off the corner again, strike two. Wind up in the payoff. Reached four, looped towards the middle. One hopper fielded by Sanoa. The long throw to first is just in time. Cavaco almost beat that out on a one hopper to Sanoa. So there's two away now for Rosario. Wind up from Montero. Now the pitch. And it's way outside, ball one. A walk and a pop out tonight for Rosario. Batting with the bases clear, the pitch. Fastball ripped up the middle, a base hit. Put it right back where it came from. Rosario has a line drive single, and the Muscles pick up their fifth hit. Keeps the inning going for Cespedes. So four of the five hits tonight for the Muscles have come with two outs. Which in this park, a park that gives up pretty much no home runs, not going to help you too much unless you string three together. And you can't really be picky. It hits a hit, but Cespedes takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Muscles on their third trip through the order. First time through, still against Montero. 0-1. Is lined up the middle, beyond the reach of Cappy, into center field. That ball was hit really hard. Cespedes has his first knock. And again, for the second straight inning, the Muscles pick up two-out singles against Montero. We'll see if Laron Smith can make something of this inning. Schoble came up in this spot last inning and flew out to center, although he did hit it pretty well. We'll see what Smith can do. Rosario now takes off for third. They throw it that way, and he is out of third. Oh, no, it's a balk. Rosario was calling for the balk, and he gets the call. And now Angel Espada out there talking to the home plate umpire. You can't argue with both, so if he argues with the home plate umpire, he can't talk to the base umpire. And I don't think he made it far enough to Alex Lowry. Now they are allowing him to go chat with Matt Watkowski. Rosario saw whatever was happening there, and he, like, purposely stopped before he got to third because he was so confident it was going to be a balk, he didn't bother trying to slide underneath the tag. So the Muscles are going to have runners at second and third. That's the second balk of the game, the first for the Hammerheads. Remember, Lavallee had one earlier. Or, sorry, Escobar had one when he first came in. Angel Espada getting his money's worth, talking to both umpires, which you're not supposed to do. And so here we go. Second and third for Laron Smith. No count yet as Montero leans in to get the sign. Neither runner being held on at all, so they both have good leads and will be breaking on contact. First pitch, fastball down and away, ball one. Smith has a little more juice than Osorio on deck, so you could think about walking him here if you're the Hammerheads, but they're going to pitch to him with runners at second and third. Here's the 1-0. Inside, and he drilled him, got him between the numbers. Smith flips the bat towards his dugout and will take his base. So the bases are loaded now for Daniel Osorio. Huge spot for the Muscles infielder as Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, jogs out to the mound to chat with Montero. And as is typical for a mound visit, it buys some time for a reliever to get loose, and the Hammerheads have another righty up in their bullpen. Two catcher out there as well during this conversation. Muscles have 6 hits in 5 innings, but only 1 run to this point. So here we go. Big spot. The Muscles are going to come back tonight. It starts right here. Rosario at third, Cespedes at second, and Smith at first. First pitch to Ozoria. Curveball that catches the knees, strike one. 33 pitches in relief for Montero. Guy who averages 2 innings per outing. Slightly open stance for the diminutive Ozoria. The 0-1. Breaking ball, trying to check his swing, and they say he went around 0-2. It's become automatic. If you lift the bat off the shoulder just a half an inch, the umpires call it. All the umpires in this league do it every single time. Ozoria was very unhappy with that call. It's 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Just barely got a piece of the breaking ball as he tapped it off of Barstaff. Ozoria now in a defensive position, trying to make some contact and possibly beat something out. All the runners will be going on contact with 2 outs. The righty deals, and it's just off the plate away. Hammerheads wanted the call, but the backdoor curve doesn't quite make it back to the edge of the plate. Here's the 1-2, and it's upstairs. Missed with the fastball, trying to change the eye level on Daniel, who does not have a very big strike zone. He's only 5'9". Righty comes set. The kick in the 2-2. Breaking ball down and away. Again, couldn't get it to come back towards the plate, and the count is full. So all 3 Muscles will be breaking on the pitch. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Merry-go-round getting fired up. Montero steadies. There they go, the 3-2. It's fouled back. Oh, Rosario was halfway home when contact was made there. You got to be a little careful coming down in foul territory. So the runners will go back to their bases. They're ready to run again. Here's the pitch, and it's ripped down the line, but played by Montgomery. Able to get down to a knee and glove it, and he runs it to the bag himself to end the inning. Muscles unable to score in the 5th. They leave 3 men on base. Halfway home in this game, it's Jupiter 7 and Fort Myers 1.
Take me out to the ball game.
Yeah! Take your age 14 and under child to Hammond Stadium with a special package just for them. The Muscle Sprouts Kids Club comes with a ticket to every Sunday home game, t-shirt, and giveaways, admission to bounce houses and other entertainment, and a chance to bring Muscle Man to their school. Muscle Sprouts packages are only $33 per child and $16.50 for each additional child. Call Austin Dutton at 239-533-7663 to join today.
Hammond Stadium's newest neighbors are bringing Coldwater Seafood to the next level. Introducing Coldwater Oyster Market, the area's newest sports bar with 44 taps, 24 HD TVs, and the freshest seafood in town. Pick from a wide selection of fresh oysters, lobster rolls, mussels, crab cakes, and more. Better yet, bring your Muscles game ticket to Coldwater for a free cup of award-winning New England clam chowder or Scotty's Mighty Muscles Blonde Ale. That's Coldwater Oyster Market, located on 6 Mile Cypress, just 2 miles south of Hammond Stadium.
You're listening to Muscles Baseball Live on the home of the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Anthony Escobar back out there for another inning, trying to go 2 1/3 tonight and save some guys for tomorrow. Fastball down the pipe, strike one to Torin Montgomery. RBI single his last time up. Hammerheads lead 7-1. They've had 15 hits in the first half of this game. Fastball ripped over third. That's a fair ball and rolling all the way to the corner. Urbina will play it around in that corner as Montgomery glides into second base with a leadoff double. Double digits in hits for the Hammerheads, and we're just starting the fifth inning. Now it'll be Barstad, who had a double in his own right his last time up. Boy, these new bats for the Hammerheads are more than adequate for this level between Montgomery, Thompson, Luttrell, Berry. Of course, the first-rounder Berry. Those are four new guys to the organization, all added last month. Fastball down the middle for a strike to Barstad. Now, Barstad's been around a while. He was drafted out of high school in 2018, so in his fourth year in the Marlins system. 0-1 coming, and it's up high for a ball. Escobar's now allowed three hits in his outing today as the Muscles get another man up in the bullpen. Zaquiel Puentes is the next guy up. Escobar delivers, and that one misses outside. Close pitch, ball two. Escobar looks at second and now fires, and he got him. Good fastball down and away. Barstad threw it for strike two. And there was quite a bit of movement in the organization the past week or so, which we expect with the draft guys getting situated in the system. They had the 15-day rule this year, so everybody who signed out of the draft class had to be on a roster within 15 days, and the last handful of guys were added to the FCL roster today. Here's the 2-2, and it's up and away. The Twins got Jarrell Ortega, Tanner Schobel, and Brooks Lee into games last week with the FCL team, and then moved them up into the upper levels, the full season levels. They added a handful of guys to the FCL roster yesterday, and then another handful today. There's a swing and a miss. Good fastball to get Barstad swinging. Third strikeout for Escobar, and now it'll be Luttrell. One out, runner on second. So three members of the draft class made their debut today. Dalton Sheffield, an infielder from Texas State, he was a senior sign, made his debut. Alex Sayer, an outfielder from Wright State, made his debut. That one is low for a ball to Luttrell. As did Nate Baez, a catcher out of Arizona State. So there's only, I think, two, maybe three more college hitters who have yet to debut. And eventually we might see some pitchers get some action as well. 1-0 is golfed foul off the left side out of play. But really, all of the full season affiliates right now have a couple open spots on their roster because the Twins have elected to keep a lot of those draft picks down in rookie ball. They've only put three into the full season level so far. Escobar comes home, and it's low for ball two. So the Muscles playing with 28, but Ortega not available this week. So, and Raya not scheduled to pitch, so really only 26, but 28 on the roster. And then high A Cedar Rapids and double A Wichita at 27 active when they're allowed 30. There's a throw to second base, and the runner dives back in. And for Wichita, that's 27 active with their two new guys they added today. They were at 25. We are very happy to announce that Aaron Sabato and Will Holland were promoted from high A to double A today. Guys on the Muscles team from last year. That one is low for a ball. Those were two of our everyday players last year. Holland missed a little bit of time with injury, but was a utility guy, played some center field at the end of the year when he's typically an infielder. And Sabato was promoted with a few weeks left to go in the season, but most of the year with the Muscles. Here's the 3-1, and it's lined over second base, another hit. Rolling towards the gap, they're going to send Montgomery as Rosario fires to second base. It's an RBI single for Chase Luttrell, and it's 8-1 Jupiter. So now it'll be Yiddy Cappy. Just like we said last night, Hammerheads have scored in four consecutive innings. Anthony out of the stretch comes set, and the pitch. Fastball low, ball one. I think Puentes is coming in soon. 35 pitches now for Escobar. But great opportunity for Sabato and Holland to get to that double-A level. Sabato drafted in 2020, Holland back in 2019. Runner breaks from first, and it's lined into center field towards the gap. Another base hit. Luttrell will get to third as Baez this time hustles it into the infield. It's a single for Yiddy Cappy, and there are Hammerheads at the corners with only one out. Is Brian Meyer going to make the move? As Escobar has now allowed five hits in relief. The batter is announced. Brian is going to stay in the dugout, it looks like. Going to try and squeeze one more out of Escobar. Anthony peeks over at first as Smith holds the runner. Joe Mack, the lefty at the plate. And the pitch to him is lifted out towards center field. That'll score a run. Backing up to get it is Baez. Tagging from third is Luttrell. Baez makes the catch and fires it in towards the cutoff man. It's a sacrifice fly for Joe Mack. And it's 9-1 Hammerheads. They have matched their run total from last night. So two outs, runner on first, and it'll be Jacob Berry. That is now four runs charged to the reliever Escobar. And he'll get another batter facing the switch-hitting Berry. Who is 0 for 3, takes a fastball at the knees for a strike. Did score after reaching on the fielder's choice in the fourth. Escobar fires, and the changeup misses down and away. Close pitch, good location. Anthony ready. Long hold, now the pitch. Swing and a miss. That was a better changeup. A lot of downward action, and Berry waves out at strike two. Anthony ready again. Trying to get out of this inning. The 1-2. Off the plate, another changeup to bring it even. It's like he's afraid to throw a fastball against Berry, who we know can really hit. Time called for as the ball got loose from the bullpen. Hammerheads have a righty continuing to throw. Action in both bullpens right now. Escobar steadies and delivers. And it's looped out to left. Urbina coming in and towards the line is there, and he makes the grab to end the inning. So Escobar gets through two and a third, a season high, but he allows four runs. On to the sixth inning. It's 9-1 Jupiter.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Make plans for our next homestand starting Tuesday, August 23rd, as your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles host the Flying Tigers from Lakeland. We'll have all of your favorite nights. Two for Tuesday, Dollar Dog Wednesday, Ladies Night, and Bark in the Park. Thirsty Thursday, Fireworks Friday, Sunday Brunch, and Kids Club. Hometown baseball is your best entertainment value in Southwest Florida. Come out to the ball game with your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles catcher Dylan Tatum, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
John Vitas welcoming you back to Jupiter, Florida, as we start the sixth inning. Muscles down 9-1. Luis Baez going to start things against a new pitcher. Kyle Krieger into the game for Jupiter, and his fastball is low, ball one. It'll be Urbina and Schobel to follow against Krieger, who was drafted this year. Went in the seventh round to the Marlins. Baez rolls one up the middle. Cappy flashes to his left, sets his feet, makes a good throw over to first. So one away, and now it'll be Urbina. Krieger spent 2 years at Itawamba Community College and then 3 years at Louisiana Tech. Of course, he had the COVID year in there, so was able to play 5 years of college baseball, and his ERA was under 3.5 all 5 years. Slider in the dirt, ball one. And Krieger was a reliever throughout college as well, but racked up 69 innings out of the bullpen for Louisiana Tech this year, a team that reached the NCAA tournament, so a few bonus games as the slider just missed outside for ball two. So a two- or three-inning reliever, 79 strikeouts in 69 innings, and only 17 walks. Fastball over the heart of the plate, strike one. So should be more than adequate for this level. Native of Germantown, Tennessee. Fastball a little low. 3-1 now on Urbina. Who's 2-for-3 today. But because he was a fifth-year senior, Krieger only got $37,000 to sign. As that one's pulled foul, and his slot value was far more than that, but that's the way it goes for seniors, especially fifth-year seniors. I mean, talk about no leverage. You're 23 and you've got no eligibility left? Good luck. Some teams would probably have lowballed them at $10,000 or $5,000. And there's a swing and a miss. Good slider, and Urbina swings through it. First strikeout for Krieger. So now Schobel with the bases clear. 0-for-3 so far, though he's hit two of his three balls hard. About over 100 relief outings in Krieger's college career. Breaking ball down and away, 1-0 on Schobel. So a lot of mileage out of the bullpen for Kyle Krieger. Fastball sprayed out to right, shallow for Brady Allen, who eases towards the right field line and makes the grab to end the inning. That's a 10-pitch inning for Krieger. We move to the bottom of the sixth with Puentes coming in for Fort Myers.
There's no better way to let off some steam than axe throwing.
But ever wish the party could come to you? Well, now it can. Introducing Chuck It Axes, the mobile axe throwing company that'll bring the party to your front yard, backyard, parking lot, or business. Chuck It offers one-on-one coaching for all ages and skill levels and is fully insured. To schedule your axe throwing party today, call 239-851-AXES or visit chuckitaxes.com. Life is short. Chuck It!
How do you follow the crack of the bat? With the boom of fireworks.
Friday night fireworks.
After every Friday evening home game, the lights go down and the fireworks go up into the Southwest Florida sky. Wrap up your evening at the ball game with the booms, bangs, and sparkles of a professional fireworks show after every Friday home game. One more way to have a family-friendly great time from your Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is infielder Noah Miller, and you're listening to John Betis on the Mighty Muscles Baseball Network.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Jupiter. Mighty Muscles down 9-1. And in the pitch for Fort Myers is right-hander Zaquiel Puentes. Facing Brady Allen, and the first pitch to him is down and away for ball one. So Anthony Escobar goes 2 1/3 innings, allows 3 runs on 5 hits. Struck out 3 and walked 1, but his ERA goes up over 7. 1-0 from Puentes is in the dirt for ball 2. Hammerhead scoring 9 runs on back-to-back nights and a chance for more here in this game. Out hitting the Muscles 12-6. Puentes delivers. Fastball popped up behind home. That'll get out of play for a strike. Puentes picked up as a minor league free agent after he pitched well for the Muscles last year. Was released by the Marlins, so facing his former organization tonight. That one's popped foul off the right side into the seats, 2-2 on Allen. Puentes from Maracaibo, Venezuela, had a 1.25 ERA over 22 innings last year for Fort Myers. And the Twins re-signed him, but he got hurt in spring training and didn't pitch until July. 2-2. Fastball. Ooh, just missed down and away. Ball 3. 94 from Puentes, about as hard as he'll throw. He's got a loose, free, and easy arm action, just 21 years old. There's a lot to like with his potential. Here's the payoff pitch. And it's rolled out to third to the right of the bag. It's Ozoria. Long throw is right on the money. Nicely done by Ozoria. Allen retired, and there's one away for Thompson. Puentes had a really rough outing Sunday against Bradenton. Gave up 4 runs over 2 1/3. That's actually through 2 outings, but he did have a rough outing on Sunday. So between his 2 outings, neither of which went well, ERA north of 15. Fastball fouled back, strike one. So if he pitches well here in the sixth, I think Brian Meyer will probably give him the seventh as well and only have John Wilson go 1 tonight in the eighth, barring a comeback, of course. Puentes kicks and deals, and he spiked the fastball that goes all the way to the backstop. I got to wonder if Zaquiel tonight is pitching with some anger after the Marlins released him last year. He's getting down the mound as aggressively as we've ever seen him. He steadies. Now the pitch. Breaking ball line down to left center, tailing away from Baez, and he dives. Did he get it? He did. Terrific catch by Luis Baez, laying out in left center field to take a base hit away from Jake Thompson. So Thompson just an inch away from going 4-for-4, but Baez makes an outstanding play. And now it'll be Sanoa. Sanoa, a strikeout and two flyouts. He and Berry, the only guys without hits for the Hammerheads tonight. As Puentes delivers and picks off the corner with a strike, 0-1. Oh, he's got good stuff working tonight. 91 to 95 with the fastball and coming right at you. Puentes with the 0-1. And it's fouled back to the screen, 0-2. Looks like Zachiel's put on a few good pounds as well. He was real thin last year. A little stronger looking this year, 0-2. Breaking ball looped out to shallow center. That's going to fall. Boy, Sanoa with a great piece of hitting on a nasty pitch down. Kind of faked like he was going to go to second as Baez stares at him. And he has his first hit. Muscles have not gotten a single 1-2-3 inning all night. They won't get one here either. And now it's Torin Montgomery. Runner on first, two outs here in the sixth inning. Muscles down 8. So Noah's got his lead. Smith has been busy over there holding guys on. As the first pitch is popped, fouling out of play, strike 1. Zachiel steadies and fires, and the slider is called a strike, 0-2. Everybody deep and straight up in the Muscles infield and outfield. Big hole on the right side with Smith holding the runner as now Montgomery uses his timeout. See if Puentes goes back to the slider. Montgomery got the double on a fastball from Escobar earlier. 0-2. There's the slider and a nasty one. Strikes out Montgomery as Puentes puts up a 0, the first 0 since the first inning for the Mighty Muscles pitching staff. We move to the 7th. Fort Myers still down by 8.
Athenian Academy Charter School, the first Greek immersion charter school in the United States, is now in Fort Myers and open for enrollment for the upcoming school year. Athenian Academy is a tuition-free public school offering kindergarten through 8th grade with a brand new state-of-the-art building. Their certified teachers create excellence in education through a motivating, focused academic and language approach that includes Greek and Spanish taught daily. Located on Three Oaks Parkway, just south of San Carlos Boulevard, Athenian Academy Charter School. Come experience the difference.
This is Mighty Muscle outfielder Carlos Aguiar, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscle.
First pitch misses low for ball one. Kyle Krieger pitching to Noah Cardenas as we start the seventh inning. Next one, slider cranked high and deep but foul towards the metal bleachers in left field here at Roger Dean Stadium. 1-1 on Cardenas with Cavaco and Rosario to follow. Three guys who have been with the team all year having solid seasons, each one of them. Krieger put up a zero, put down the muscles in order in the sixth. As the slider bends off the plate, 2-1 to Noah. Well, it's looking more like Mike Paredes tomorrow is going to have to play stopper as Cardenas sprays one foul. Paredes has been arguably the Muscles' best arm all year, and I at least should say most successful pitcher all year. Guys that throw harder. 2-2 is rolled towards the middle. Cappy comes in to his left, fields next to the bag, has to hurry the throw, and Montgomery is able to hold the base, reaching towards the outfield to glove it. Cardenas grounds out 6-3, and it'll bring up Cavaco. But Paredes, coming off his worst outing of the year, gave up 6 runs on 10 hits last week against the Marauders. But that was his only real bad start of the year. All the others have been quite good. Slider in for a strike to Keone. So we'll see if he can slow down these Hammerheads bats tomorrow. 0-1 to Cavaco. Is drilled down the right field line, but foul. Strike 2. Cavaco, the only muscle tonight with an extra base hit. A double back in the third. The pitch reached for and rolled foul towards the on-deck circle where Rosario kicks it away. The windup, the pitch from Krieger. Fouled back, another fastball down in the zone at 92. Cardinals still trailing the Marauders tonight, 5-3, Bradenton in the eighth inning. So Hammerheads could gain a full game on their stadium mates if that score holds. That pitch is low to Keone for ball one. Would make it a 3.5 game margin. The pitch, slider, and he got him. Good pitch by Krieger. Cavaco out in front, and it's strikeout number 2 for Kyle Krieger. So Rosario, the last chance here in the seventh. Krieger with the windup, three quarters arm slot, and the fastball nails the knee, strike 1. Carlos Lamelli pitching in relief tonight for Bradenton. Swing and a miss, Rosario going after that tight slider, strike 2. Well, Dunedin and Tampa with another high-scoring game tonight. Blue Jays have taken the lead with a 5 spot in the 6th. They now lead 8-4. A million new names in that matchup. That one's in the dirt. Seems like the Blue Jays have used all of their draft picks. Mentioned a couple of them earlier. Ryan McCarty has added a 2-run double. There's a swing and a miss. Rosario down on strikes. Another really good inning for Kyle Krieger. Time to stretch at Roger Dean Stadium. All Hammerheads tonight.
Nobody starts the day thinking they're going to finish it in the hospital, but personal injury happens, and having a strong advocate to represent you before an insurance company or the court is invaluable. Attorney Spencer Cordell is a criminal defense and personal injury lawyer. Spencer's main office is in Fort Myers, and he represents clients in traffic court and personal injury litigation from Port Charlotte to Naples. Initial consultations are free. Before you sign anything, reach out to the law office of Spencer Cordell, committed to serving Floridians with excellence.
You got a group? We got a group deal. Fort Myers Mighty Muscles group ticket packages include discounts and bennies for your family, friend group, church, team, or business. Call the Mighty Muscles business office today at 239-768-4210.
listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball. Here's the voice of the Muscles, John Venus.
Eight, nine, and one coming up for Jupiter here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Zaquiel Puentes out for a second inning. Barstad the leadoff man, and Barstad takes up and away for ball one. It'll be Luttrell and Cappy to follow for the Hammerheads. We'll take a little look around the twin system in this inning. As games get going in the central time zone, that one's low ball two. The Major League team is off today. They flew home after the loss to the Dodgers last night. They lost all four games this year with the Dodgers. Interleague matchups. Here's the pitch. And the fastball is off the plate for a ball to Barstad. But all of the minor league affiliates played today. FCL team lost this afternoon against the Rays. And all the full season teams playing at their normal nighttime hours. 3-0 is well high ball four. And Puentes has issued a leadoff walk. Fourth walk of the night for Muscles pitching. And now it'll be Luttrell. Wichita playing at home tonight against Corpus Christi. No score in the bottom of the second inning. This is the most, and remember, there was no season in 2020, so last year was the first year with the Mighty Muscles name. First pitch to Luttrell is low. This is the first time all year that seven of the nine starters for Wichita have been former Muscles. With Sabato and Holland getting promoted, both of them are in the lineup tonight for Wichita. So seven of the nine starters for Wichita are former Muscles. Quick visit there by Cardenas. You've got, at the top third of the order, Edward Julian, Junior Severino, and Aaron Sabato. Pretty good one through three. Guys we saw a lot of last season. Anthony Prado just hit a solo home run to put Wichita up 1-0, facing Tyler Brown of the Astros organization tonight. That one is low. 2-0 on Luttrell. Simeon Woods Richardson is through two scoreless on the other side for the win surge. Luttrell lofts one out to left. Pretty deep and playable for Urbina. A step in front of the track. He makes the grab. One down. So now it'll be Cappy with the bases, with a runner at first and one out. Triple A St. Paul at home tonight against the Columbus Clippers of the Guardians organization. And the Clippers are out to a 2-0 lead in that game. That is Jordan Belozovic getting knocked around again. Incredible to see what has happened to him this year. As the slider gets Cappy to swing and miss strike one. Now Belozovic starred with a miracle back in 2019. Climbed into the top 10 in the system's prospect lists, maybe even top 5, as Puentes deals, but the ball came in from the bullpen, so time was called. Coming into last year, he was on the 40-man, invited to Major League Camp, had a good year last year in AA, but this year the wheels have fallen off for Jordan, who began his season with the Mighty Muscles. There's a throw to first, and Smith has to lunge to his left to keep it on the infield. Made a rehab start with us, then went up to AAA and just has not gone well. ERA over 10 for the season. He's given up two runs through two innings tonight. Slider stays high on Cappy for ball one. Remember, he missed the start of the year because of an injury. You have to think that there are still injuries involved. There's no way a guy with his talent would have a 10.5 ERA this deep into the year. There's the 1-1. Slider and a swing and a miss, strike two. For those prospect rankers out there, it's hard to figure out where to put Jordan Belozovic because he started the year top 100 in baseball. And Baseball America reshuffled the rankings yesterday, and they had him number 14 in the system. So still, in the top half of the rankings, but no longer in the top 10. That one's looped out to left field. Cappy has a base hit as he's able to drop that slider into left. So a multi-hit game for Cappy for the second night in a row. And the batter will be Joe Mack. On his now 14 hits, so the Hammerheads have matched their line score from last night. 9 runs on 14 hits last night and the same tonight. They still have 5 more outs to work with tonight. There's a lefty throwing in the pen for Jupiter right now. There's a pitch from Puentes, and he blows him away with 92, strike one. Still nobody up behind Zacchiel, who deals with 2 base runners here. Only 1 out in the inning, the pitch to Mack. Swing and a foul tip held by the catcher, strike two. And Wilson would be the most likely guy in next for Fort Myers. Mendez, Barrington, Rimmel also available. Puentes steadies and delivers, and it's low, ball one. Mack with 2 walks, a sac fly, and a single. 1-for-1 officially with an RBI and a run scored. Puentes ready. Now the pitch. Slider sweeps low, ball two. Tough night so far for Cedar Rapids as well. They have fallen behind 5-0 against Quad Cities. That is Travis Adams getting roughed up for 5 runs over 4 innings. So his ERA around 10 through 3 starts now with the Colonels. As the slider just missed low on Mack. Full count on him. It's not unusual, though, this time of year to see the hitting having the upper hand across all of minor league baseball. This is the time of the year where pitchers kind of run out of gas, and with the warm air, the ball travels better. You see more home runs, 3-2, and it's low, ball four. Just missed with a fastball. And Puentes delivers the walk, and the bases are loaded now for Jacob Berry. So Carlos Hernandez is going to take the slow walk out there as the Muscles scramble some pitching together out in the bullpen. It looks like it's going to be Malik Barrington getting up for Fort Myers, one of their higher leverage guys. Kind of a shame you would have to use him in this situation. But Barrington getting up as Hernandez has a chat with Puentes. Rough night at the office for the Muscles. Lost 9-5 last night, down 9-1 tonight, and Jupiter with a chance to push into double figures right here. So here we go, bases loaded for Jupiter. Barstad at third, Cappy at second, and Joe Mack, the runner, at first. First pitch to Berry is a fastball rolled towards the middle. Schobel Fields steps on the bag, and the throw to first is in time to get him. A tailor-made 6-6-3 double play, and Puentes escapes with 2 scoreless innings. Tightrope back from Zacchiel. We move to the eighth. Fort Myers still down 8.
Hooked on Mighty Muscle Baseball?
Yeah.
There's no better value than to buy in bulk.
Woo!
Save bundles of money on tickets and parking by purchasing Mighty Muscle season tickets or the always flexible voucher plans. Voucher plans start at just $96 for 6 games and include parking and 6 hot dog and soda vouchers. Or get the half season plan to attend Thursday through Saturday games. That's 33 games with free parking for just $230. If you're a diehard, purchase a full season ticket plan for $330. Full season tickets come with $100 of Mighty Muscle money, a Meet the Team event, free parking, and a bus trip to an away game. That's a $1,300 value for just $330. To purchase your plan today, call 239-768-4210 or email sales@mightymuscles.com.
To
tomorrow, brunch and baseball is served up from noon till 2 for just $15 with your game ticket. Plus, it's Kids Day. All kids can play catch on the field prior to the game and run the bases after the game. Make plans for our next homestand starting August 23rd with all your favorite nights. From 2 for Tuesday, Ladies Night, Thirsty Thursday, and Fireworks Friday. Your best value in family entertainment is a night at the ballpark with your hometown Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
This is Muscles pitcher Jackson Hicks, and you're listening to Mighty Muscles Baseball.
Rubel Cespedes leads things off for Fort Myers as we start the eighth inning. Muscles down 9-1. Cespedes again shows bunt and takes a strike. So Kyle Krieger goes two perfect innings. Six up, six down, three strikeouts. 25 pitches for Krieger, and he is done as now it's lefty Evan Taylor into the game, and it's quickly gets ahead 0-2 on Rubel. Taylor was the Marlins' ninth-round pick this year, so we're seeing all these 2020 guys, or 2022 draft picks in this game. Sliders outside, ball one. Taylor got $137,000, which was slot value in the ninth round. Delivers a 1-2. And it's a broken back grounder towards the left side of the mound. Krieger, or the lefty, rather, Taylor fields and makes the throw in time. Good job fielding his position, and there's one away for LaRon Smith. Muscles have had no success at all against the Hammerheads bullpen tonight. They do have four hits. They had four hits against Montero. But 4 1/3 scoreless innings right now for Jupiter's bullpen. Fastball off the plate from Taylor for a ball. Taylor pitched at Arkansas and was another senior that the Marlins drafted late on day two. Slider in for a strike, 1-1. Pitched sparingly for Arkansas until this year. Became a major force out of the Razorbacks bullpen. Backdoor slider, catches the corner, strike two. 44 innings out of the pen, 54 strikeouts, only 28 hits allowed. So 11 Ks per nine this year for Taylor in the SEC. 1-2, and it runs outside, two balls, two strikes. It's got a low arm slot, low three quarters, almost sidearm, but it's a short, quick flick home and gets a lot of east and west movement. Here's his 2-2, and it's rolled out weakly to shortstop. Cutting across is Barry, the third baseman, and he fires over to first for the out. So Smith grounds out, and now it'll be Ozoria. Good job by Barry.
Third baseman, number two, Daniel Ozoria.
Ozoria 0 for 3. The lefty from the windup deals, and the fastball is in for strike one. It's been 89 or 90 on every fastball, but it certainly seems harder, that low sinking angle. That one's rolled towards the left side. Diving play by Cappy, gets to his feet, and the bouncing throw to first skips by Montgomery. So Ozoria will reach on just a tremendous effort by Yiddy Cappy at shortstop. And if Montgomery picks that ball, it's a bang-bang play at first. I think that'll be a base hit, but because Cappy got to his feet, they might call it an error on that one-hop throw. Although they've already thrown up a hit on the board, so we'll call it a base hit for Ozoria. The first hit in 11 batters for the Muscles. And now Baez gets a turn here in the eighth inning. First pitch to Luis is down and in, ball one. Tried a slider there. Taylor, originally from Florence, Alabama, went to Florence High School before heading west to Arkansas. That one is low and off the glove of Barstad. He couldn't find it, and Osorio will scamper to second base. Hit off the glove and rolled up the first base line, and he was looking to his left. So that'll be a pass ball on Cameron Barstad, allowing Osorio to go to second. Two and oh here on Luis Baez. No one worried about Osorio out at second base. Here's the pitch, and it catches the inside corner, strike one. That's the shark mascot riling up the crowd if you're hearing some crowd noise. Barrington continues to throw in the bullpen for the Mussels. Here's the pitch, and it's tapped foul off the end of the bat, strike two. Baez waggles the bat, holds the hands high as Taylor looks out at second. Now the pitch. Backdoor slider called strike three. Baez not so sure, but Taylor gets his first strikeout and puts up a zero. Middle of the eighth, 9-1 Jupiter.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
This is Mussels pitcher John Wilson, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Mussels.
Malik Barrington into the game for Fort Myers, and he deals high for ball one. To Brady Allen, middle third coming up here for Jupiter. Jupiter leading 9-1 tonight. After winning 9-5 last night, looking to take 2 out of 3 to start the series. Barrington delivers, fastball down and away for ball two. Malik's been one of the best relievers this year for the Mussels. Pitched in plenty of high-leverage spots, a bunch of extra-inning games. Three really good pitches, fastball, slider, changeup, all quality. He fires a 2-0 and a swing and a miss. There's the changeup, and Allen swings over it. You've got Thompson and Sanoa due up in this inning as well. Last chance for the Hammerheads to try and break double digits. Malik fires. Another changeup that just missed low. Ball three. Malik wears the high purple socks under those gray pants. All the purple really pops against the white, or sorry, the gray jerseys and gray pants. Outfield very deep against Allen, who is 2-for-4 tonight. Here's the pitch to him. And it missed low. Barrington can't believe the call. Tight strike zone in a 9-1 game. Allen is on, and it'll bring up the lefty Thompson. So that is the sixth walk issue tonight by Fort Myers. Very uncharacteristic. They have been dead last in the league in walks all year. Their pitching staff throws a ton of strikes. It's been a huge part of the recipe for a 56-44 start. But not tonight. Here is the lefty Thompson, who is a diving play away from being 4-for-4. He takes outside. 92 on the fastball from Malik. Thompson, though, will gladly settle for 3-for-4. He's got two doubles and three RBIs. Probably the player of this game. There's a throw to first and the runner back in standing. So Mendez and Wilson, the two guys who have still not pitched in this series out of the pen for the Muscles, we'll almost certainly see them tomorrow night. And then Rimmel and Hicks would become fully available as well. Guys who pitched on Tuesday, the 1-0. It's cranked down the line, but foul. Outball was destroyed, but over the picnic area, well, foul, strike one. Could probably squeeze an inning or two out of Sam Perez tomorrow after he pitched an inning and change yesterday. But he would be the emergency option. Barrington's pitch is ripped over first. A base hit down the right field line. That'll go all the way to the fence. Allen has kicked it into neutral. He's going to stop at third. It's a double for Jake Thompson. His third double of the game. Fifteen hits for Jupiter. And Barrington now in danger of giving up some runs. It'll be Sanoa, who's 1-for-4. Malik comes set from the stretch, works from the first base edge of the rubber. First pitch. Fastball sprayed foul off the right side. All the St. Paul Saints are on the board tonight. A Michael Hellman RBI double has made it 2-1 Columbus in the bottom of the third inning in Minnesota. Malik ready from the stretch, the 0-1. Down and away with a changeup. Well, if you're Brian Meyer, you got to feel like you're grasping at straws at this point. Just wondering who on your pitching staff you can trust. Everybody has struggled the last 2 days. Here's the 1-1. In the dirt, good stop by Cardenas. Barrington comes in with a 2.95 ERA. Only 31 hits allowed in 42 innings. His pitch is drilled out towards left field pretty deep. Urbina back towards the warning track will get there. Makes the catch. Both runners tag. Throw comes into third as Thompson stays put. It's a sacrifice fly for Javier Sanoa. His 17th RBI of the season, and it's 10-1 Jupiter. Well, that ball was hit really well, but Sanoa just doesn't have the juice to hit home runs in this park. So it's a long sack fly, and it's 10-1. Fuentes must feel fortunate. He's the only pitcher in this game for the Muscles who has not allowed any runs, and he even loaded the bases in the seventh. Here's the pitch to Montgomery, and he swings over a good changeup, strike one. Next one is low. Ollie Gaiman Bradenton has gone final. Marauders have closed it out for a 6-4 win against the Palm Beach Cardinals. Marauders now 54-50, and Cardinals nearly identical at 53-50. Barrington fires, and the changeup is low. Ball two. It's been almost all changeups in this outing. So the lead in the division for Palm Beach down to 4 games over Jupiter. The two teams fighting it out for the Eastern Division crown in the second half. 2-1. Swing and a miss on another changeup. Malik fires, and it's low. Another changeup. All the other games still going around the league. Lakeland has come back to tie it up with Daytona in the 7th. That was a Manuel Sequeira 2-run double. Sequeira now has 24 doubles on the season. And there's a swing and a miss. Nasty pitch by Barrington. Gets Torin Montgomery to strike out swinging. And now Barstad is the last chance here in the 8th. Barstad, a double and 2 walks in this game, 1-for-2. The kick and the pitch is a changeup that is ruled a ball down and away. Barrington fires, and that one's low. A little unusual to not see him throw any fastballs. As he asks for a new baseball. Luttrell waits on deck for Jupiter with 1 run in this inning. Here's the pitch. And it's up and away. They've scored in 5 of their 8 innings tonight. That was a fastball, but out of the zone. Here's the pitch home. And it's down the middle. There's a strike with another fastball. 3-1 on Barstad. With Thompson continually taking his lead at second. Malik steadies. The 3-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup has the bottom spiraling out of the zone. Strike 2. Open stance for Barstad, who stares in at Barrington. Payoff pitch coming. Down and in. Miss with a changeup, ball 4. Second walk of the inning allowed by Malik. And things continue for Luttrell. 2-for-4, 2 RBI singles in this game for Chase Luttrell. And we're going to get another mound visit from Carlos Hernandez. Been a rough 48 hours for Muscles pitching. I guess you could say 24 hours, just last night and tonight. They threw a shutout on Tuesday. But nobody has come in and impressed. We've had a couple of good innings here and there, but everybody seems to be off in that bullpen especially. I mean, Lavallee was good for a couple of innings tonight and then just hit a wall in the third. Kind of a similar story last night with Jordan Carr, who was good early and then ran into a wall in the fourth. And now John Wilson's going to get up just in case. So he's climbing a mound out in right field. Barrington only needs one more out to get through eight, so hopefully they don't have to use John tonight, but he's starting to get loose as Luttrell swings over the changeup, strike one. I wonder if Carlos asked about all the changeups. Pitch selection's been interesting. Next pitch. That was a slider, and it missed down and in for a ball, 1-1. You can kind of see in the grass in the outfield where the outfielders stand. It's some gray patches of dirt, which you can understand when you play 100 or so games in this stadium. As that changeup hits the outside corner, strike two. Probably more than 100. And certainly, you know, 130 or so if you include spring training. So, you know, this field doesn't get many breaks. It's manicured very well, but you can see those little patches where the outfielders stand. 1-2. Rolled over towards the right side. Cespedes comes into field and makes the flip to end the inning. So Barrington limits the damage to just one run, but it's now 10-1 Hammerheads as we move to the ninth inning. Last chance for the Muscles when we come back.
After a car accident, you can feel like you've lost control. I'm Glenn Levine from the law offices of Anajar and Levine. Our team can help you understand your legal options after an accident. We will file your claim and fight for the full compensation you deserve. If you've been involved in a car accident, call the law offices of Anajar and Levine at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733 for a free consultation. And take back control of your life.
Offices, Fort Myers and Naples.
This is Mighty Muscles pitcher Samuel Perez, and you're listening to the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles.
Top of the order here for the Muscles as we begin the ninth inning, and Urbina smashes one out towards left center. Luttrell, though, has a beat on it, and he makes the catch moving towards left center. Urbina does have two hits tonight. He is the only Muscle with a multi-hit game, but finishes 2-for-5. As Schobel comes up looking for his first hit. Only 7 strikeouts through 8 1/3 for Jupiter pitching, but defense has been good, and they lead 10-1. Schobel has 1 strikeout, 0-for-4, and he takes down and away from Evan Taylor, who's out for a second inning. So both teams will have 2 relievers tomorrow that haven't pitched yet in the series. That one's outside 2-0. It's Wilson and Mendez for Fort Myers. It's Quinones and Suriel for Jupiter. In fact, Suriel is actually warming right now, just in case. Taylor fires a 2-0, and Schobel rolls it over to third, but foul. Strike one. 1 run, 7 hits, no errors for the Muscles. 10 runs, 15 hits one error for Jupiter. They have certainly earned their runs with a ton of good offense the last two nights. 2-1 to Tanner is a little low. 3-1. Taylor fires home, and it's drilled foul off the right side out of play, strike two. The lefty fires again, and it's hit sharply the other way, a base hit. Schobel able to line one on a bounce into right field, and the Muscles have their eighth hit. And Schobel avoids an offer. So not giving away any at-bats. He is aboard, and it'll bring up Noah Cardenas. And that one is low in the dirt. Good take by Noah. Again, it'll be Mike Paredes tomorrow going for the Muscles, and boy, do they need him to step up after the performances the last couple of days from the pitching staff. That one's outside. We will see Justin Fall on the mound for Jupiter. He's been one of their main guys this year. It'll be the fourth consecutive lefty that the Muscles have to face. Now, that's unusual. Fastball just off the plate, 3-0 now on Cardenas. One out, one on for the Muscles here in the ninth inning. 2 outs away from dropping the first 2 out of 3 in this series. Here's the pitch, and it's called a strike. Cardenas was about to head to first on a pitch right on the edge of the plate. And now Noah uses his timeout and steps out of the box. Three and one, it's a hitter's count. Trying to come up with another knock for the Muscles here in the nine. Taylor fires, and it's rolled out to short. Cappy on his backhand goes to second for one. Relay to first is in time, and this ball game is over. Cardenas is just a hair short to try and beat that out, and Taylor gets through two scoreless innings. Hammerheads win it by a final score tonight of 10-1. Second consecutive lopsided win for Jupiter. They've taken 2 out of 3 to begin this series, and boy, do the Muscles need a big start for Mike Paredes tomorrow. He's been one of their best arms all year, and will look to tie things up in this four-game set. Muscles fall to 56-45. 15-22 now in the second half. Hammerheads improved to 53-49, 19-19 in the second half, and they gain a game on their stadium mates, the Cardinals, and are now just 3.5 games back with 28 to play here in 2022. Well, not a good game for the Muscles, but hope you enjoyed the broadcast, at least parts of it at the very least, as Fort Myers does end up with 8 hits tonight, so for the second night in a row, their offense isn't exactly shut down, but just too much on the other side from Jupiter. We'll do it all over again tomorrow. 6:30, the first pitch will be on the air for Mighty Muscles pregame live beginning at 6:15. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. We appreciate it as the Hammerheads win 10-1, and we'll see you all tomorrow at 6:15 p.m.
Thanks for listening to Fort Myers Mighty Muscles Baseball, worldwide on the Mighty Muscles Broadcast Network. This copyrighted broadcast is presented through the authority of the National Association of Professional Baseball Leagues, Incorporated, for the private use of our audience. Any reproduction, rebroadcast, retransmission, or other dissemination or use of this broadcast, its descriptions, or accounts of this game without the express written consent of Major League Baseball is prohibited.